This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's a surge in COVID cases, experts blaming the highly transmissible Delta variant. Two states account for one-third of all new COVID cases nationwide, Florida and Texas. Our Jackie Quinn reports.
A Florida hospital chain is suspending elective surgeries. Some Georgia hospitals are said to be turning patients away. In Houston, Texas, Chief Medical Officer Dr. David Peirce on KTRK urges more people to get vaccinated.
You need to consider that you represent a potential danger to yourself and others, and most particularly your own family.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Sturgis, South Dakota motorcycle rally starts today. Crowds of bikers are rumbling their way toward South Dakota, raising fears that COVID-19 infections will spread among the 700,000 people expected to show up at the rally. Six people have been killed in the crash of a sightseeing plane in Alaska. Five of them had been passengers on board a Holland America cruise ship. At the Tokyo Olympics, Americans April Ross and Alex Kleinman win the gold medal in the women's beach volleyball tournament. Correspondent Denny Kapp.
The American duo blitzed Taliqua Clancy and Maria Thayer Otacho of Australia in straight sets to deliver Team USA its first gold in the event since Misty May and Carrie Walsh three-peat in 2004, 2008, and 2012. The 39-year-old Ross wins her third medal in beach volleyball and her first gold after winning silver in the London Games and bronze in Rio.
A Texas appeals court has upheld the murder conviction of a former Dallas police officer who was sentenced to prison for shooting and killing a neighbor she mistakenly thought was in her home. She had mistaken his apartment for her own. Economists expect the July jobs report due out this morning to show the U.S. added more than 860,000 jobs. This is AP News. CNN has fired some workers for violating company policy on COVID vaccines. Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel.
No shots, no jobs for three people who used to work at CNN. The cable outlet has fired a trio of workers for violating company policy by coming to work without being vaccinated against the coronavirus. Word of this is in a memo from CNN chief Jeff Zucker, who mentioned the firings in a memo sent to staffers. In it, he reiterates the company requires vaccines for anyone who has to report to the office or go out into the field where they have contact with other employees. The memo was tweeted out by CNN media reporter Oliver Darcy and later obtained by the Associated Press. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The FAA is suggesting that local police should file charges more often against unruly airline passengers. Most of the trouble involves people who refuse to wear masks, as the federal government requires on airline flights. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.